Maine, Maine, Maine Outdoors. From Rangeley to Eastport, Fort Kent to Kittery, the Maine Outdoors is waiting for all of us to see. The mountains, lakes, and rivers, the wildlife, and the woods are just outside your doorway. So get outside and find it in the Maine Outdoors. Fishing and hunting, winter, spring, summer, and fall. If it happens in the Maine Outdoors, they talk about it all. Just tune in your radio to 103.9. Jim and Paul and Bob and Matt are your Outdoors Hotline. Each Sunday night at 7 on WVOM. To find out what is happening, just listen to the radio to the Maine Outdoors.
Welcome to the Maine Outdoors. Here's tonight's host, V. Paul Reynolds.
Well, good evening. This is not V. Paul Reynolds. This is Bob Lehman, your host tonight. And Paul is in town, believe it or not. He's back from Florida. He didn't want us to do the show tonight because he just had so many chores around the camp to do, and he was beat. He's only been back for a day or two, and I saw him in church this morning. How about that? And so he'll be back next week for sure. He assured me of that, and we can look forward to that. In the interim, we'll say. And we're coming to you from over the Blueberry Broadcasting System from Studio 7 on 103.9 FM in Bangor, 101.9 FM in Augusta, and 95 FM in Rockland. I'd say we had the state of Maine pretty well covered and all the ships at sea, Jim. What do you think?
I think so, Bobby, but that's 101.3 in Augusta.
What did I say?
101.9.
Well, that was 101.9.
Yeah, 101.3.
I got to blame that on Alice. She typed this out.
Oh, God bless
Alice.
I'll
show it to you after she says one, and she's listening too. So I know what it. I thought it was kind of odd. It's 103.9 Bangor.
Yeah, that's right.
FM.
Yeah.
101.3 Augusta.
There you go.
I should have caught that myself right away, and you did, and that's good for you. Incidentally, I will introduce a friend of the control room, Jimmy Layton, back as usual.
Hi there. Good evening, everybody. Pull up a chair. We're going to have a great show tonight. Get your pencils and pads ready. Got Greg Burr here.
You know it. We got Greg Burr here. He's going to give the stocking list tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know where to catch a trout or a salmon or whatever, you got to write it down because we got the ponds and streams all down east covered tonight.
Fields Pond is open as of today and ready
to
fish.
We're going to talk about ice outs, too.
Right.
We're going to talk about smelts.
Isn't
we're going
that
to talk
wonderful?
About laws a little bit, not much. But
wonderful,
so on.
Wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
And we also have in touch there out the scourge of Grand Lake Stream, Norm Plord.
Good evening, everybody. I guess I'll never live that one down. But it's good. It's good to see that the ice is leaving and the snow is leaving. And I'm looking forward to gardening.
Yes. You've been fishing on?
No, I haven't yet.
Have you heard about Grand Lake Stream? We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Heard about it?
Have you heard? You haven't heard anything about it? You haven't been there yourself, in other words.
No, I haven't heard of anybody who's been there.
No, nobody. Yeah. I know they cut the water back for the fishermen, but we'll talk about that in just a minute. Right now, we're going to welcome our guest for the evening, which is Greg Burr. Good evening, Greg. And we also have Greg's lovely wife here, and her name is?
Sue.
Yeah, there you are. Okay. And she's very quiet over there. She's listening, but she's not saying too much. Yeah. And we're happy to have them both. And you took her out to dinner, I understand.
I did.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do a little later? You going to go to a dance maybe something?
We might.
She says yes.
Just traveling home from here, Bob. We won't get home until 10.
You live in Addison, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Have you been trout fishing yet?
I have not.
You have not?
Nope.
How come you haven't been trout?
There's nothing open other than the streams, but they're really cold.
Cold, icy, and high.
They're just not
riley and dirty.
Not ready yet.
Not quite yet.
Not quite.
But they will be. Give them another week or 10 days or 2 weeks or whatever.
I got my boat uncovered, though. It filled up with snow last week, but it's...
Well, I know it. Well, it's going to rain tomorrow hard, they say, so we'll see. So Greg, of course, he has his own show right here on the Blueberry Network. Not every Sunday night, but he's one of the minions, you might say. And we're all happy to have Greg. I listen to him almost every time he's on because he's so full of information. It's fantastic. And so
he's got his stocking list with him, I hope. Do you, Greg?
I do. I've got my stocking list with me tonight.
Yep. And we're going to talk about that. We've got all this other stuff. My golly, we got more stuff. You wouldn't believe all this stuff here we got. So I hope you're all getting the Northwood Sporting Journal and reading that regularly, because this next segment is brought to you, the Outdoor Digest, by the Northwood Sporting Journal. And if you want to call in and talk to our guests, by the way, tonight, the number to call is 1-800-966-1039. Even if you're local, you have to dial the whole number, 1-800-966-1039. And first on the outdoor list, Ice Outs. Do you know how far north they've come from down east, Greg?
Not very far,
no,
for the most part, but I did see that Eddington Pond is out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and
Davis
Pond.
Davis Pond.
Davis, that's right.
Yep. And Parks Pond looks like it'll be out tomorrow, I would say. With this rain and wind coming, it'll be out.
How about the Mount Desert Island Pond?
Well, we were down there last Wednesday, and Echo Lake is all out. That went out the 2nd of April.
Uh-huh.
And then Long Pond, that was out a few days later. Most of it was out.
Yep.
But there's still ice in down there until we get this rain and wind.
Somebody said, I think it was the pastor of the Open Door Church in Hamden this morning. I gave him a couple of flies to use at Toddy. It's an ice camp in Toddy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking forward to doing that. And I asked him how much the ice was still in down there. And he said, it's breaking up around the shores quite a bit.
Right,
and
he
said, a good little wind. I think this coming week, Toddy will be gone.
I'm sure you're right. Now, 2 weeks ago on my show, I predicted that the waters down on MDI would be out by the 15th. Mm-hmm. And I think most of them will be gone tomorrow, the 15th, and then other waters shortly thereafter. And I think we're going to have a bunch of ice outs in the next week.
Yeah, I know Phillips Lake and Branch and Green are all solid.
Still in.
Pretty solid.
Yep.
So it does look like we had a lot of ice this year.
We did. And I predict around the 20th that those lakes will be going out, 20th, 21st, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We get this next week with wind and rain. I think things will go pretty quickly.
Wind. You know, wind does a job on.
Oh, yeah.
Especially a nice, hard north wind.
Right.
We don't like it too well, but.
That's right.
Okay, let's go right to the next. How about smelting? We got freshwater smelting. Do you know that they've been out there at all?
I haven't heard of that. Usually the smelts in this area start running the 4th of April. This year it's going to be a little later because of the ice is still in. Water's got to warm up. So it generally 10th, 14th it'll start and go in this region until right into May.
Well, sometimes they run under the ice, don't they?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Some places they do.
But most of them, they'll wait.
Wait till the ice is out. I don't know why would they? Water temperature?
Water temperature, yep.
Because
sometimes they turn over,
and everything.
Photo period, all that.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep. And we don't know too much about the saltwater smelt.
Usually around the 24th in my area, they'll start.
Mm-hmm.
So we hear the peepers and start looking at the tides.
Oh, that's another thought, yeah.
Yeah, yep. It's around the 24th of April, usually, like clockwork.
Okay, next on the list, streamer flies. Now, streamer flies, you and I talked about streamer flies months ago, and you come up with one that a fella down in Cat Ants Pond was supposed to be a real hot fly.
Yes.
And you loaned it to me.
Yes.
And I have it right back here. I'm going to give it back to you with a couple of flies that I tied. And
nice.
This is a gift for you for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I hope you enjoy those. I think there's a cat ants. What are the flies I gave you?
Cat ant special.
Yeah, they both the same?
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope you catch a fish.
Nice job. Yeah, you did well matching up the colors.
Yeah, twins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can give Mr. Metcalf back his fly.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Mr. Metcalf is still alive.
Well, where'd you get that fly then?
Well, years ago, I got it from him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he's from the Calais area.
You had it in your cache.
That's right, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they work terrific on Cat Hans Lake and West Grand.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm sure, I bet you this single here would work well in the stream, in Grand Lake Stream.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I gave you one for.
All right. We'll have to try that out in May.
Cast in size, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're a new member of the Woolly Buggers.
Right.
And welcome to the Woolly Buggers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right, Norm?
Yes, sir.
We'll have to initiate him, too, right, somehow.
I'm not thinking.
Walk off the dock.
Is there some hazing going to go on here?
Well, I got something else here for you. What's it say on there, on that envelope I'm showing Greg now?
To Greg from Bubby?
To the mic.
Yep. Hold it up to the mic, Ace. That's a white envelope full
of
something there that my son Bobby has tied especially for Greg because they're very good friends.
Wow.
And so he's been tying lately. He just dug out all this stuff.
Look at that.
Once he gets tying, you know, once he gets into the mood, he goes for hours.
Well, thank you, Bobby Jr.
He's a fantastic tier.
Oh, man, these are terrific.
He does, and his flies catch fish.
And they sure do. I went through a bunch of them a few years ago and caught some really big salmon on these flies.
His flies do catch fish. Mine may look nice, but I don't know if they catch fish or not.
Thank you, Bobby Jr.
You drag them around long enough, they're bound to catch something.
Oh, I'm sure they'll catch flies.
as long as they catch fishermen, that's the main thing.
That's right. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, they caught my eye at the Brewer Sportsman Show because I got a bunch of them from you then.
Yes, you did.
Yep.
I appreciate that. Thank
you
ever so much.
Sure.
Next on the list, if we got time before we get into the fish stocking business here.
Trivia. Do we have a trivia tonight?
I'm sorry, Jim?
Do we have a trivia question tonight?
We certainly do. Do you want to get to that now?
We should.
You want to take a break, and then we'll get some more of this business done.
Quarter after the hour.
Okay, it's quarter after. We're right on time then, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Well, thank you for that, Jim. Okay, well, we do have a trivia question, and the answer to the trivia question will get you one of my hand-tied flies, just like we're talking about here. And if you have the answer, you'll get one of those. We'll mail it right out to you with the answer. And Greg has the question, and... if you call 1-800-966-1039 with the answer, if you have the answer, that's the number to call, even if you're local, 1-800-966-1039. And the question is?
Give us two native Maine fish species that spawn in the spring.
Two native Maine fish species that spawn in the spring. Mm-hmm. That's the question.
That's the question.
We'll be back right after these messages.
More Maine Outdoors next.
And welcome back to the Maine Outdoors Show. This is Bob Lehman, your host tonight. V. Paul, the usual host, will be back next week. So be sure you tune in next Sunday because Paul and I will both be here. And in the interim, as old Bud Lovett used to say, in the interim, he'd always say that, you know. he was a great guy, Bud. He was a good friend of mine.
I used to watch
you knew him well, didn't you?
Sure, I used to watch you and he on TV.
That's right. Yep. Thank you. We have somebody hanging on the line now. I think that has an answer to Greg's question. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm here.
What's your name, please?
Chelsea.
And where are you calling from?
Corinna.
Oh, Turner. That's down west in Maine, isn't it?
I think she said Corinna.
Oh, Corinna. Corinna. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
Corinna, well, that's not too far from Bangor, is it?
No, not at all.
Do you have an answer for my question?
I do.
Okay.
Would it be snout and pickerel?
Greg, what do you say?
Yep, that's correct. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, pickerel are native to Maine. They're native to southwestern Maine, not this area, and certainly smelt are native to Maine. So,
can you name a couple more? No, probably not. That's tough, isn't it?
You're putting me on the spot here.
No, that's all right. Yeah, you got the answer, correct answer. And I'll be... Have you been fishing yet?
I haven't yet. My boyfriend has, and we're going out on Wednesday.
No kidding. You're going to fish the brooks or lake fishing or what?
It's the river. It's out in Solon.
Solon River?
Yeah, sure.
Greg knows where that is. He's just shaking his head. Yeah. Yeah, what do you catch there? Trout?
Oh, they said that there's some good-sized browns being caught.
Browns. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, good luck on that.
Kennebec River.
Thank you.
Kennebec River. In the meantime, I will be sending you one of these hand-tied flies of mine, and I hope you'll be using that on the Solon River.
And thank you so much.
So you stay on the line now, and Norm will get your address, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling in. Have a nice night.
Have a good night.
Yeah. Now, we got a couple more laws before we get to here, before we get into this fish stocking business here. And the next one on the list was new law proposals. Now, the people in Augusta have been really busy down there, and they've had a winter that's... And I got a whole stack of these rulemaking proposals that have a lot to do with hunting and fishing and the whole works. and I handed a couple of them to Greg, and he has looked them over. And he, what do you get? You get the goose one there, Greg? No,
I get
the duck one.
Yeah, I get the duck one. Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think on the, is it, see any changes in the laws on the duck proposal?
Well, there's a proposal to reduce the bag limit on mallards from 4 per day to 2 per day with one hen restriction, and a reduction in the daily bag limit for northern pintails from 2 per day to 1 per day.
Yeah, those aren't they usually pintails, were they protected for a while?
That's a good question.
You know, they're
fairly
they
rare.
I'm surprised to hear that.
We don't see them down this way that often.
No. No, in fact, both of those birds have some great feathers for fly tires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I guess we were looking over the moose hunting proposal. And did you see any change in the areas moose hunting?
Yeah, there's some changes in numbers for the different WMDs. It looks like they've increased the number of permits allotted from 2005 to 2130 for antlered, and from 450 to 650 antlerless.
More, that's quite a bit more. That's
300
more moose.
Yeah, and 8% of the total number of permits allocated to each WMD shall be issued to non-residents.
Yeah.
So that's
The change I think that I noticed in there was some areas some of the WMDs have been shortened up a little bit, and others have been increased.
Okay.
And I'm sure you'll have all that information well before the moose season begins. Mm-hmm. But we thought you might be interested in hearing about that. Now we want to talk just a little bit about the extended ice fishing season in Aroostook County for the most part.
Right.
And maybe you'd like to just say a couple of words about that.
Well, the northern zone, the governor and the department extended the ice fishing season for the Bee waters in the northern zone mm-hmm. to April 21st.
Yep.
And so they...
We've got another week, I guess.
That's right. So way up north, they still have plenty of ice up there, and
and snow.
And people are utilizing this extension.
They probably could be ice fishing till the 15th of May.
Well, you know, I traveled, as you know, for many, many
That's
moons,
right.
you might say, years and years and years, into Aroostook County. Mm-hmm. And we never went fishing up there until June.
Mm-hmm.
Ever did we go fishing until June.
Sure.
And you know that because that country is way behind us. That's a whole other country up there.
It is.
That's on the other side of the mountains, you might say.
That's right.
You got to go over the mountains and down the other side. That's why the water up there runs north.
Right. Be a couple more months up there before they get into that 1 month of bad sledding they talk about up there.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. So I think that'll pretty much wrap up the Outdoor Digest. And I guess we got that straightened away. And we got the trivia question taken care of. So now let's get right to the meat of the matter, you might say, whereas right to the stalking list.
Right.
And so I'll just jump it right over to you, and I might have a comment here and there, but
sure.
it's all yours, Greg.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we've got a lot of great fishing that's coming, especially in the small brook trout waters that were close to ice fishing. And those are the waters that I recommend, Bob, that people concentrate on first. They're shallower, smaller ponds, they're going to warm up quicker. The insects are going to get active, and those trout are going to be right on the shores right after them. So wait on the big lakes. They're going to be opening up shortly, but water's still going to be cold. The fish are going to be lethargic, slow to bite. Go to those small brook trout waters. Fish those first. Let the bigger lakes warm up.
Did you stalk the lily pond and Deer
Isle? Mm-hmm. We stock with brook trout and brown trout.
And brown trout.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice is out there.
I would assume that it is out
it
down
usually
there.
Usually is in the first
Yeah, that's one of the earliest ones to go.
It is.
Right.
Sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay. So they've been catching some beautiful trout down on Simpson's Pond in Roque Bluffs just outside of Machias.
Yeah.
Guy caught a 6-pound brown there the other day.
Yeah,
beautiful fish.
Wow.
Yeah, 23 inches, I think it was.
Oh, man.
And this water is only 20 acres.
excuse me for interrupting.
Yeah.
I will get through all this with you.
Sure.
Things come to me that I think the people would like to know about, and
mm-hmm.
maybe you would. But I went with you and Greg one day down a long pond just by down by Tunk.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Long right there?
Sure.
And you got some beautiful browns in there, yes, as I recall.
We did.
And
we
that
did.
Was a number of years ago.
Yes, it was.
And there's still a big browns in there, are they?
That one's having some problems these days, Bob.
It is.
So, yeah, we're not seeing those bigger fish anymore like we used to.
Is that so?
Yeah, and I'm not sure why.
Is it open ice fishing?
It is not. It is not.
Maybe, I was going to say that might have been the problem.
So we've been working on that one. I have a proposal in to do some different things there, but mm-hmm. we're still working on that one to get that back to where we need to be.
Sorry, interruption.
It's okay. Simmons Pond in Hancock is one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's a good trout pond in Ellsworth.
Yep, right up off the Washington Junction Road.
Yep.
And that'll be a good one. That'll be opening up pretty soon. That's
shallow, but
it
is. Some nice fish in there.
There's about a five-minute walk to it. There's a gate right now that we control. In the mud season, we keep it closed until that road dries out. Uh-huh. But there's a nice parking area there.
Over the hill, around the corner, and down over there.
That's right.
Put
exactly.
in your canoe and fish.
That's right. It's artificial lures only. We stock it with some bigger fish in the fall as well as fish in the springtime.
How big are they?
Oh, these fish are averaging 13 inches.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and this is a pond that can grow fish up to,
it
18
can.
Inches.
I know, actually, Paul Reynolds and Scotty Reynolds fished that last year one day, and they caught some really nice trout by sinking their flies.
Yep, great.
Sinking their flies down towards the bottom, which isn't very far.
Right. It's one of my favorite ponds to go and with my float tube.
Yeah, I fished it years ago a number of times.
Yep, and you
Old Bill Bowden and I, you probably never knew Bill.
No, but he was
an old fisherman buddy.
Well, you can fish the bank from the bank on this one
as well
because it's fairly open, so people will cast lures there and
have good
luck.
We've got to take a break, Greg.
Okay.
So keep on that thought.
All right.
And we'll get back to you right after these massages with more of Maine Outdoors. And welcome back to the Maine Outdoors Show. Comes to you every week on the Outdoor Network, you might say. Would you say that, Greg?
Yes.
Outdoor Network.
That's it.
Yeah. The Blueberry Broadcasting System. Mm-hmm. And Paul was going to be back next week. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
You didn't, but now you know that.
I know that.
Paul, the regular host, is back next week. And we have a caller on the line. He's got a question for you.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead. You there, caller?
Hi.
Yes, what's your name?
What's
your name, sir?
If they stock Scott.
Scott, and where are you calling from, Scott?
Brewer.
From Brewer, already. And you have a question for Greg?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
I would like to know if they still stock salmon in Brewer Lake in Penobscot County.
Yes, we do. We stock 400 spring yearlings there each year.
How big was the spring yearlings?
Oh, they're generally 7 to 9 inches.
Yep. Have you checked it to see how they're growing there?
They do average, just average. Yep.
I've checked them, some of the fish in the Brewer Lake.
Are they legal to keep?
It takes about a year for them to become legal there. Yep. That's what their growth is, so get them up over 14 inches.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
That's pretty good growth, about normal, I guess.
It's not bad.
They get plenty of feed in there.
The feed's okay, okay.
Yep.
That's why they grow just average.
Yep. They ice fish that.
They do.
Down there. And I get some nice fish out of there.
They do.
I've heard of some nice salmon coming out of there. They keep it quiet, of course, but
right.
not how they are.
Right.
I'm going to take this opportunity to take a minute away from your time, Greg, if I may. And I have an announcement for the Maine Outdoors Digest segment, and that would be the Northwood Sporting Journal would like to hire a part-time advertising salesperson for the Farmington-Rangeley area, and we cover that area. I'm sure somebody's listening over there. The position pays generous commissions, and the Sporting Journal will train you. Prior to sales experience, helpful, but not mandatory. Anyone with interest should call Vic Morin, 732-4880 or 735-8741. 732-4880 or 735-8741. I know Vic, and he's a great guy to talk to. And now back to Greg and the stocking program.
Yes, and thank you, Scott, by the way, for calling in with that question. Witchell Pond down in Bar Harbor is another favorite brook trout water. It's in on the park, and it's a good walk in there, probably half a mile from the visitor center, but it's certainly worthwhile. We put both the bigger fall yielding brook trout in there, 75 in a year, plus a good number of fall fingerlings in there in the fall. And it's close to, it's, it doesn't get much ice fishing use because it's only artificial lures only. But if you go in there in the spring, it can be fantastic fishing. I walk in there with my float tube. It's not a place you can really fish from the shore that well. So you really need to get out in a boat, canoe, kayak, or a float tube. But it's good fishing, and you can get some trout up to 16, 17 inches there.
Fish,
yeah. Yeah. And I love to use the Mickey Finn.
Oh, early old Mickey.
Those nice colorful flies in the springtime do real well.
Yep.
Another lake that I recommend is Echo Lake. I just talked about that a few minutes ago, Bob, where that went out on April 2nd. So you could put a boat in there. I know people have been out there already. You can catch some nice brook trout as well as some nice salmon there. So highly recommend Echo Lake.
Well, there's other species in there. Was there rainbows in there?
No, not anymore. That was back in the 70s, early 80s.
Uh-huh. Yep. There's no more other species outside of the...
Just the brook trout.
Alewives.
Yeah, right. There's landlocked alewives in there. Yeah.
Landlocked alewives.
Yeah.
How big do they get in there?
They're about 6-7 inches there.
6 inches.
Yeah.
They look like silver dollars when they're little.
Yes.
Don't they?
Yes. Yes.
Well, they shine.
They do.
The other fish feed on them pretty much.
They do. Brook trout and salmon.
Yep. That's great.
That's right.
They must grow pretty fast.
Some of them do.
You ought to put in some cohos in there. They'd grow to
You want us to put Pacific salmon in there, huh?
That would be something else.
Okay.
Too.
Yeah, they probably would.
No, I'm kidding, of course.
Sure. another brook trout water that I highly recommend is West Pike Brook Pond in DuBois.
Yes.
We put some of the bigger fall yealings in there, and that's closed ice fishing.
I know where the spring hole is.
You know where the spring hole is there?
Over the island?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
That's all right. It's a great place to fish. Highly recommend that. You can fish from the bank there. That's artificial lures only, but you catch some nice trout there, up to 16, 17 inches.
Yeah, they do.
I've gotten one of my biggest trout ever from there, which was...
No kidding.
Yeah, it was 18, 19 inches.
Oh, nice fish.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Roger had my buddy Roger Wakefield had a camp in there for...
Right.
I don't know whatever happened to it now. Maybe his kids still have it. I don't know. But he and I used to get down there and fish a little bit.
Yeah, his was on Billings Brook, as I recall, way down there.
Let me interrupt. Flanders Pond in Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stock that regular now? Or?
We stock with rainbows and brown trout.
Rainbows and browns.
Yeah, and Flanders got rainbows for the first time last fall. Mm-hmm. So this spring should be good rainbow fishing.
Wow. Yep. How big are they?
Well, we put them in about 13 inches.
Yep.
And so hopefully now.
Last fall,
right. Yep. So they should be up 15, maybe.
The ice fishing
15, 16 inches. Yeah, they do. They're not catching too many rainbows through the ice. They really have to know what they're doing. And it takes some people a while to figure out how to catch them through the ice.
I had my first camp in there in the north end many moons ago, you might say.
Yeah.
And where that beach is there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When the kids were little.
That's right.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. It's beautiful
and,
up there.
And we caught some trout and salmon back in those days.
Yes.
And somebody put bass in there.
And pickerel.
And they destroyed it.
Right.
Destroyed it.
Bass, perch, and pickerel put in there.
Isn't that something else?
Yeah, so species assemblage has changed.
That's why you're putting in the rainbows and the browns.
Browns, that's correct.
But they're doing well.
Yeah, we'll find out how the rainbows are doing
because
we just put them in, so it's experimental.
Yep, you troll for them, do you?
Yes, just like you troll
for salmon.
Yep, and some people are throwing small flies at them. That's what they're doing over in Jones's Pond, and you know the wood special works really well.
Yeah, that's one of my buddy up there in Danforth. There, what's his name? I'll think of it in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah,
Joe Stilling.
Okay,
Joe Stilling.
So I highly recommend getting into Jones's Pond and Flanders Pond and fishing for rainbows. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you land in that southerly beach area?
Yes, there's a launch site right there.
There is a launch right there.
Yep, put your boat right in and get out right out there.
There you are.
Yeah.
You know that outlet of that is good trout fishing?
I do.
You do know that?
You know that.
All right.
Yeah. And then you probably have some rainbows down in there as well.
Gee whiz, they'd spawn in there in the spring, wouldn't they?
They might. They might.
They might?
They might. Yep,
they
probably not,
spawners.
But they might. They are spring spawners.
Do they get any current right there in the lower lake to spawn on the sand beaches at all? Probably not too
probably
much.
Probably not on the sand beaches.
But they would be in the current of the outlets or maybe the inlets.
That's correct. Yep, there's a potential there.
There is.
Yep.
but you haven't seen any sign of any spawning by those.
Well, we just put them in last fall, well, so
did you,
would be
you didn't
spring.
Have them before? Just the
no,
browns?
Just the browns.
No,
right.
Nothing from the browns?
No, we hadn't found anything from the browns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Still a few wild brook trout, native brook trout there.
Oh, I think so. We used to get some really nice ones trolling sometimes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Pineal Pond, also in DuBois, is a fly fishing only water. Do really well there. We started stocking some of the bigger trout there in the fall. It's close to ice fishing, so they're right there waiting for you this spring. Once that ice goes out, and it'll be this probably this next week or so.
They fish from shore right there, don't they?
They can, yeah. It's fairly open in places. Yeah. And that's a kettle hole pond, Bob.
They use boot worms mostly. I've seen the packages.
Well, yeah, I hate to see that. That's right. I hate to see that, of course. Yeah. But that's a kettle hole pond, Bob. It doesn't have any inlets or outlets, all groundwater fed, 60 feet deep.
Wow.
Very, very deep. Well, and it's only 7 acres in size.
Yes, a little fella, huh?
It is, yeah. But the fish do well in there. So
wow.
Highly recommend
that
one.
There's bait in there.
There is. And insects. So.
A lot of insect life. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yep.
Yep.
We have Little Pond in Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
That's up off the rail trail.
Yep.
That's fly fishing only, catch and release in there. Mm-hmm. We're stocking 150 trout in there each spring. And the fish
in
are
spring.
Doing, yep, the fish are doing
stock,
fantastic.
You know, we haven't stocked as yet.
We
haven't done any spring
no,
stocking.
No, not till May.
Middle of May,
yes,
as a rule.
That's right.
Around there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So that one's a carry-in, you know, walk-in pond, and it's doing really well. People are catching fish up 18, 19, 20 inches
ooh,
in there.
Those are nice.
Yeah.
Yes,
beauties.
Sir.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's the limit in there?
It's catch and release. Fly fishing only,
oh,
catch
fly
and release.
Fly fishing only.
Yep. We
okay,
made that one
then.
Catch and release.
That's,
yep.
That's great.
Yeah, the Penobscot yeah. Fly Fishers asked us if we could pick out a water that was could be fly fishing only. And I said, sure, I think we can find one that we're not doing anything with right now. We can set it up for fly fishermen. And
who
and
wanted
we have
to do that?
The Penobscot Fly Fishers.
Oh, okay, good
yeah,
for them.
Yeah. So we worked closely with them and picked out this water, and it's done really well.
Do you know about that, Norm?
Yes,
you do know about that. You'd rather not that was that people knew about
I
that.
I think it's the same pond. Was it a couple years, two or three years ago that you guys moved fish?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, we moved fish from the streams. That was at a request from the public, but it wasn't something that we knew was going to work, but we did it anyway, and we went in and checked on those, and they didn't do very well. So we went with our stocked fish from our hatchery, and they just took off. So
wow, that's great.
Yeah. It's worked really well.
You put some fish into the Conservation Club pond pretty soon.
Yes, that's right. That gets stocked in the spring as well as in the fall.
In the fall?
Yeah.
Good-sized trout, are they?
Yes. Oh. So we put in some bigger ones in the fall, and the Conservation Club over there, they put on events, ice fishing events for the children
oh, they
over
did.
There. Because it's a children's only pond.
Oh, yeah. Just like Pickle Pond up there.
Right, exactly. And the kids go in and just have a terrific time in there.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh.
That's wonderful.
So they have other events in the springtime for kids, and it's just great. So it's a terrific way to get youngsters introduced to fishing because the pond's just loaded with trout. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep.
Now, before you go any further, let me say something before I forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to stock or have you stocked the canal side stream at Grand Lake Stream?
We will stock it in May.
Stock at the stream?
Yep.
The canal side brook, you might
right.
say.
Right, that's
yeah.
right. Yep.
There's nothing in there now because
yep.
it was drained.
That's correct.
And it's plugged back up again, apparently.
Yep, that's right.
Water's running freely and
mm-hmm.
it's all...
Yep, it's ready to go.
Ready
we just
got to go.
Put the
and
fish in.
And then you
in.
Put some more in the river, too, I suppose.
That's right. Yep, we'll put some in the stream as well.
Yep. Do these come from the hatchery there or from Enfield?
No, they come from the hatchery.
Oh, they do?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we're growing brook trout there now at the Grand Lake Stream Hatchery, so they just come straight from there.
You're going to be clipping fins down there?
Yeah, it'll be the 24th and 25th of April.
April.
And the Penobscot fly fishers are coming down and helping us out.
Coming. You could go on down, Noel?
I won't be able to do this year, no.
Ah, bummer. Yeah, but we got 12 or 14 people coming, Noel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So the club, that's a big help to us.
I got to take a break right here.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on one second.
Sure.
And we got to talk a little bit about the General Appliance in Brewer, Maine. And this program is brought to you in part by our friends at General Appliance in Brewer. It used to be Perkins Appliance. This company is owned and operated by Al Elkin, and they are located at 91 Center Street in Brewer. And they offer a full range of appliances, both gas and electric. They would welcome being known as your all-around appliance dealer, offering the servicing of anything you purchase there, which is no small deal in today's world of appliances. And one relatively new item which they carry at General Appliance is the easy-to-operate and comfortable composting toilets.
Ride the wave, baby.
Thank you, James.
Throne spit for king and queens.
That's right.
He loves to say that.
Yep. Okay, stop in and see for yourself and get the lowdown from Al on the wonderful features of this new marvel, guaranteed to encourage the little woman to accompany you on those camping adventures, which is good and maybe bad. I don't know. These folks realize that you have to be competitive by your pricing these days, and with all the big box stores, of course, we have available, so they ask you to remember to consider service when making your purchases. They really value their customers and extend themselves to satisfy your needs. And so we sincerely encourage you, when you are in need of new appliances to upgrade conditions at home or at camp, remember to go see our friends at General Appliance, 91 Center Street in Brewer, or give them a call at, you there, James?
989-4071.
4341.
There you go.
Oh, you're just trying to see if I knew it. I know what you're doing. Okay. Call that number anytime, and they will be glad to serve you. And I might add, we are very pleased to have them as one of our sponsors of the show, and they also sell Paul's books out there and my books as well.
That's right.
If you want to pick up one of our books, they got a big rack right full of them. And Al is a big collector, I might mention, of radios, old radios. Did you know that, Greg?
I didn't know that.
He got those big floor models.
Yeah.
He picks them up wherever he sees them, you know.
No kidding.
Yeah. He could fix them and get them going, too, you know.
Ah.
Get some bulbs for them, those old tubes and all that stuff. He knows what he's doing.
Nice.
Yeah. They're really something.
So he collects them? Does he resell them?
I guess he does, yeah. Okay. I've seen some in his shop there.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the corner with dust on them.
Okay.
You know?
But, I didn't know
something
that.
Something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So they're easy to get to, you know. You just go to the old bridge, take a right, a left on a center street, and there you are. They got practically the whole block on the right. You can't miss them. General Appliance in Brewer. We hope you patronize General Appliance. Thank you ever so much. Now back to our guest this evening, Craig Burr.
We have some wonderful walk-in brook trout ponds up in that Tunk Mountain region, Bob. Mm-hmm. We've got, this is in Township 10 SD, Rainbow Pond.
Okay. I've heard of it.
Yep, it's on
You've been in there?
Yep, it's on the west side of Catherine's Mountain.
Away, probably.
No, gotta fly them in.
Fly them in,
yep.
I always wanted to go in there, but never did.
Yep, beautiful in there.
I bet it is.
Just in there between the mountains.
Oh.
We've got Little Long Pond up there in back of Tunk.
Uh-huh.
Crystal clear, looks like a quarry pond.
Oh, I've heard guys walking in and fishing that.
Yeah, beautiful. They catch some very nice trout. We go in and sample it, and the fish look terrific. That's a little long
pond.
It
doesn't get much pressure, that's for sure.
It doesn't. No, because it's about a mile and a half in there.
Good walk and a good walk out.
Yep, and it's a gorgeous walking in.
So, how about molasses?
Molasses, yep.
That's Eastbrook.
That's in Eastbrook. We stock salmon there as well as brown trout.
Yeah.
Recently, you know, they've gotten fish up to 8-9 pounds in there.
Ooh.
Some beautiful browns.
Yep.
So that's been doing well.
Yep.
So
Donnell's down that area too.
Donnell's is doing
beautiful
well.
Beautiful place.
Yep. Nice salmon and togue.
Oh.
Yep.
What a place that is. Beaches.
Yeah,
that's
right. That's right.
And it's mostly all private or public, I guess.
You're right. On the back end is public property. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And boy, I'm talking about beaches. Right up back into the trees was white sand.
That's right.
Never seen anything like it in my life.
That's Scudic Beach and Redmond's Beach.
Yes, unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Very nice.
And they're all available if you want to. Where could they put a boat in there?
Well, they've got a Department of Conservation launch site right there at the outlet.
At the outlet.
At the outlet. So you can put your boat in there and motor to those beaches, and you can camp there.
A lot of people do, don't they?
They do. Yeah, a lot of times that...
That's beautiful.
That's right. A lot of times that those parking areas are full over there.
I bet they are.
And you can walk in from the other side, too, coming in from off Route 183, the Tunk Lake Road, and come in and park between Black Mountain and Schoodick Mountain, and then walk down to the beach.
Oh, yeah. There you are.
Yeah, about a quarter-mile walk.
I drove in there once from Flanders. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's close to Flanders.
My friend had an old Borgward. Car, and we drove into that place on what wasn't even roads, but there was trails.
Right.
And we went to kill their old car. We had to put boards across one ditch, and we would, you know, we went across. We really get, and we ended up on one of those beaches. And I could not believe it.
It's beautiful in there.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, we used to, when I was a Boy Scout, we used to go in there and camp.
And
then hike the mountains.
Those beautiful ponds in the state of Maine.
It really is. Really is.
And nice fishing too.
Yes. Yeah, we get some beautiful salmon and some nice togue in there.
Yeah.
Also, some of those walk-in ponds include Tilden Pond up in that Township 10 SD around the Tunk Mountain, Anderson Pond, as well as Salmon Pond. If people are interested in catching wild brook trout, get away from the stalkers, they can fish Half Mile Pond in Amherst, Jellison Hill Pond in Amherst.
Jellison Hill,
Dutton Pond in Amherst, Half Mile Pond in Aurora. Billings Pond down in Blue Hill. Little Long Pond in Seal Harbor. We worked on that one last spring. It's got some beautiful trout in it. And King Pond in Great Pond Plantation. You know, that string of ponds there. You got Long Pond.
Yes.
And you've got King and Rift.
Yes.
Wonderful places
to go.
Well,
would you be there with Ron one day, Ron Brokaw, and netted a 6-pound brook trout in the last one down? That would be what? Rogue Pond?
The last one down is Rift.
Rift Pond. That was it.
Yep.
You come in from Long, and you go into the second one.
So King.
King, and then the last one is Rift.
Yep.
And you guys were down there netted, you were telling me. I was with you one time when you netted Long Pond.
Yep.
But there's still some native trout in there. There all is. Three ponds.
There is. Yep.
Even though you stock it, there's some beautiful natives. And I'm telling you, they are.
Yep.
They are something else.
Way back when I first came on in the 80s, a Stacy Severance caught one that was over 7 pounds in Long Pond.
Imagine that.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh. Beautiful fish.
Oh, I should say.
Yeah, feeding on smelts and crayfish.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir.
About the middle branch, upper and middle and lower branch?
Yep, upper middle branch pond and lower middle branch. Yeah, upper is better fishing. You get salmon there, brook trout, and white perch. Yep. Lower is shallow and warm and mostly a pickerel pond there, Jim. But they're remote and beautiful.
We used to catch a lot of salmon in middle branch.
Yep.
Now, what about Tunk Lake?
So Tunk, of course, is...
I'm not Tunk. I mean Bog Lake. I'm sorry.
Bog?
Yeah.
Bog over in Northfield and Machias?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's doing really well, Jim. We just got the launch site in there a few years ago. We started stocking it again because we've got public access there now. We stock with both brook trout and salmon, and the fishery's fantastic.
Cat-hands. How about cat-hands?
Cat-hands is always good.
Oh, yeah. They're good. Big salmon and cat-hands.
Yeah. Doing very well. And we're getting some nice brook trout there as well.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Have you fished cat ants ever?
Oh, yes.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I go up there and troll that one.
You got some flies now, haven't you?
I do. I got some flies now. I can go cat ant special.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a real good water for salmon.
Say.
Branch is producing some
fish. It's a nice landing there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's right. Branch Lake is producing some really nice fish right now.
Yeah, Bobby can testify to that.
Oh, gosh, man. Within a couple of weeks of the ice going out, you want to fish that. Get there with your stream of flies and start fishing it.
Right on top.
Yep. The salmon are, you get some nice ones, 3 to 4 pounds, maybe one up to six.
Oh, yeah.
We saw a lake trout there last winter. One was 12 pounds, and it was only 29 inches.
Oh, my goodness. That's a nice fish.
Yeah. So it's doing really well. It's cooking, as I say. Yeah.
I should say.
Doing well. Beach Hill Pond has got a lot of togue in it.
Yeah. It's record, world record. Well, the main record.
Main record.
31 pounds, Hollis Grindle.
31 pounds, 8 ounces. Yeah.
Hollis Grindle
back in 1958.
58.
Right. They caught a 22-pound one there just the end of March well.
Wow.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Nice
it was 37 and a half inches long. So there's some big, beautiful togue there.
I should say.
Yep.
Yeah.
So put that one on your list to get out there and fish for togue and salmon.
Yeah.
Green Lake will be good again, some big togue, mm-hmm. and fairly fast fishing for salmon. Mm-hmm. So that's one you want to try. And that again, that these waters are going to be going out in the next week, folks. So get your boats ready and get out there. Yeah. Long Pond on MDI, that one's mostly all out already. Mm-hmm. Once that water warms up to, you know, around 50 degrees, things should start to turn on. So highly recommend that one for salmon, and you catch some brook trout there as well.
Yep.
Jordan Pond down on the island, Seal Harbor, was just down there Wednesday. It was still white and tight, but it'll be out this next week, I'm sure of it. Yep. Beautiful salmon. Catching some very nice salmon there, as well as some bigger togues. So.
You don't smelt in there?
Yes, there are.
Is it open to smelting?
It is open to smelting, but they really don't run up the brooks that much there.
Yep.
And let's see, Tunk Lake, as we mentioned, that's doing really well. They caught some big togue there this winter, went up to 39 inches, well into the 20 pounds range. Of course, the winter before that, they caught the 25 pounder there with a lot of other fish over 10, producing some really nice salmon.
That is one deep lake.
Yep, and they caught a big brook trout there this last winter, so some good fishing at Tunk. But let that one warm up some before you hit that one. But when you do go to troll that one, go down into Mud Cove. That's where it's warmer and shallower, and those fish will start turning on down in that lower end before they will in the bigger portion of the lake.
That's good news.
Yep, Toddy Pond should be good. Brown trout, salmon, splake, and togue, and that'll be going out within the next week.
Yep.
West Grand probably won't be going out until closer to the 30th, but that'll be fast fishing once that one warms up.
Yep.
Big Lake, of course, Grand Lake Stream flows down into Big Lake, and that's always a good early salmon trolling water.
Yep.
Pocumpkus Lake that hooks into West Grand will be good as well. And you got Phillips Lake here in Lucerne, Mopang Lake up there off the airline, Scudic Lake just and Cherryfield. Let's see. And don't forget West Musquash for togue folks over there on the Canadian border up in Talmadge. That one is hot.
Yeah, is that so?
Yep. Once the ice comes off that one, you want to get there.
Yeah. How about Young's Pond out in Otis?
Young's Pond's a fly fishing only water.
Yes, it is.
Yep, and we put some of the bigger trout in there now, and it's doing well.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of the ones I like to go with my float tube.
Oh, boy, that's nice. I used to fish that a lot years ago.
I put on that light Edson Tiger.
There's a better road in there now.
Yeah, a little better. Still kind of muddy right there.
We can't have it too good.
That's right. I put on my light Edson Tiger there and do real well.
Light Edson Tiger, that's close. There's a lot of, sticklebacks in there.
Right,
full of sticklebacks.
And dace, golden
Craig,
shiners.
It's a pleasure to have you
Thank
on.
Thank you for having me.
We never get to all of these places. We never do, but we got a lot of them.
We do.
We got a lot of them. I'll have to come on your show sometime.
I'd love to have you.
Greg was a guest on the show tonight, and he was so kind to come in and help me out. And we certainly do appreciate it. Next week, folks, V. Paul will be back at his old seat right here where I'm sitting in right now, and I'll be beside him. So we look forward to you tuning in. Until then, this is
The Maine Outdoors.